This is WCNO, Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to the Positive Change Broadcast. I'm Robert Cook, and today we shall experience together a positive change.
Let's continue our message titled, Five Keys to Unleashing Success in Your Life.
And all that heard him were astonished at his understanding and his answers. So he responded. He asked questions. They asked him some things. He was beginning to get understanding. I think he was about 12 then, wasn't he? Yeah, 12 years old. And when they saw him, they were amazed. And his mother said unto him, Son, why hast thou thus dealt with us? Behold, thy father and I have sought thee sorrowing, thinking something happened to him. And he said unto them, How is it that you sought me? Wish ye not that I must be about my father's business? Now, Jesus never sinned, so he wasn't being disrespectful. But he was letting them know, hey, I had to take care of God's business. I had to learn, I had to learn things. Jesus understood that he needed to continue to educate himself. This caused him to increase in wisdom, thereby allowing him to succeed at his purpose in life. And if you want to succeed in your purpose in life, you have to continue learning. We should all continue learning because it's like one good old boy said, it's what you learn after you know it all that really counts. Is what you learn after you know it all that really counts. Now, I know when you got out of high school, you think you know it all now. Like I was when I was four and a half, going to go to school at five, and my mother didn't talk about going to school, and I think I told my aunt and my mother, I said, I know my ABCs and my 1, 2, 3s. That's all I need to know. Aren't you glad I learned a little bit more? I knew it all. ABCs and 1, 2, 3s, that's all you need to know when you're five, I thought. But there was a whole lot more to learn. But you're laughing at me again. How many people read a book in the last month? Yeah, have you read a book? Okay. How many of you finished a book in the last month? A few less hands. How many people read a book yesterday? Let me put other than the Bible since I'm talking to Christians. Okay, other than the Bible. Now, some of y'all didn't have your hand up when I said Bible, but you raised up when I said other than the Bible. You better read the Bible first. God said obey his statutes, his commandments. But see, the ideal is each time I say it, it got less people, but you got to continue educating yourself in natural and spiritual things. You have to continue. We should all continue learning because like the good old boy said, it's what you learn after you know it all that you really count. Solomon said, once I learned all I thought I knew, then I knew nothing. The wisest person knows they know very little. The more I learn, I don't know. And that humbles you some. Among the few things more expensive than education is the lack of an education. Costs you a whole lot to be ignorant. Ignorance is not bliss, it's costly. Among the few things more expensive than an education is the lack of an education. You will pay for this the remainder of your life. Shortchange your education today, and you'll be short of change for the rest of your life. How many people found that out? Well, bless God, I'm tired of school, I'm getting out. Well, that could cause a little shortchange in your pocket for the rest of your life. A successful person is continually learning. He's always studying some book, some CD, some DVD, or periodical to gain knowledge. He subscribes wholeheartedly to the wisdom that Solomon gave in Proverbs 10:14, which says, he who stores up knowledge is wise. He who stores up knowledge is wise. This individual, the successful person, he reads 1 to 2 hours per day, on average, one book per week, up to 50 books per year. Some of you get real quiet and say, wow. But you know what? I didn't say how thick the books were, but you're reading, you're studying, and then you begin to read faster and comprehend faster, and that's not that much. 50 books a year is not that much. That include a magazine that you read through and other things. That include a mini book. See, it's shocking you, and it seems like a lot because you don't read enough that you're proficient at it. When you get proficient at it, you go through stuff real quick. He absorbs every snippet of knowledge that that will benefit him. He records action points in writing and immediately implements the actions to his advantage. He consistently increases his earning capability. He understands that to earn more, a person must learn more. Yes. Nothing deters him from this quest to grow and improve his skill. One person said, a failure in life is the person who lives and fails to continue learning. A person who lives and fails to continue learning is a failure. It's not your IQ, but your I will that is important in continuing your education. Realize that what you don't know, you can always learn. Wherever you lack, you can learn. It's not your IQ, but it's your I will that's gonna make the difference. Will you learn?
Hello, this is Robert Cook, inviting you to meet me at Joy Faith Christian Center, Sundays at 11 a.m. at the Palm Beach Lakes High School. For more information, find us on the web at www.joyfaith.com. You can listen to today's program again on your smartphone or on your computer online at www.joyfaith.com. I look forward to meeting you in person this week at Joy Faith Christian Center, where you'll experience excellence in ministry and excellence in living.
A person must learn more.
Yes.
Nothing deters him from this quest to grow and improve his skill. One person said, a failure in life is the person who lives and fails to continue learning.
That's right.
A person who lives and fails to continue learning is a failure. It's not your IQ, but your I will that is important in continuing your education. Realize that what you don't know, you can always learn. Wherever you lack, you can learn. It's not your IQ, but it's your I will that's going to make the difference. Will you learn? The application of this, make a commitment now to purchase and study a book that addresses an area that you've been struggling in, whether it's your marriage, your finances, your relationship, whether it's success. Whatever area you've been struggling in, get a book. They got books on people addicted to pornography. They got books on people addicted to anything. Smoking, drinking, addicted to sex, books on people who don't know how to parent. You're having problems with your kids. They got books on everything. Books are free in the library. If you want to be active in this point number four to the five keys to unleash success in your life, you have to continue to educate yourself. You have to make a commitment now to purchase and study a book that addresses an area you've been struggling in. Commit to read it every day, including the weekends. Gleaning all pertinent information. What's the term? Capture the revelation. Don't just read it and say, ooh, that's good. Capture it. Write down on paper. Start with a verb, I will do. You start off with create this, act on this, do this. Start it with a verb and keep a book, a journal that you have it in, and then go do those things. This will change you, and when you change you, your circumstances will change. Improve yourself, and you will improve your life. Because your life is because of the way you are. As a man thinketh, so he acts. As he acts, so is he. If you change the way you think, you'll change where you act. If you change where you act, you'll change your circumstances in life. You don't like anything about your life, you have to change. You have to learn more, do more. You have to do something differently. Not only must you set goals, manage your schedule, thoroughly prepare yourself, and continue to educate yourself to unleash success in your life, you must also take immediate action, with an emphasis on immediate. Take immediate action. You remember over in Numbers 13. Numbers 13, flip there real quick. Numbers 13, verse 30. Old Testament, just before Deuteronomy. Numbers 13, verse 30. You guys know the story. The children of Israel are about to go take the land. They had spent generations. They spent 400 years in Egypt in bondage on their way to the promised land from when Abraham said, let's go. Abraham was dead. Isaac was dead. Jacob was dead. Joseph was dead. 400 years went by, and they're finally at the door of the promised land, about to enter into the promised land. And I tell you what, folks wouldn't take immediate action. They wouldn't take immediate action. Well, maybe later, maybe some other time. That's where we get excuses, a sign of failure. Don't excuse yourself. There's a memo on my memos. I put these motivational statements at the bottom of the memos. I sent to different people in the ministry, and one of them says, never excuse yourself. Just do it right next time. Never excuse yourself. No, I shouldn't have done that. That was sorry. I shouldn't have done that. That's not like me at all. I'm not that kind of person. That's unlike me. And then you go on and be different next time. You elevate your expectation of excellence within yourself. Elevate your expectation. That's not like me. How could I be like that? No, that's never gonna happen again. I was wrong. It was my fault. I take full responsibility for it. And then I make plans so it doesn't happen. I don't just say I'm sorry or you just end up being a sorry person. You got to go and make plans so that didn't happen again. If I don't want to be like that and I set a goal to be excellent and I miss it somewhere, I've got to get out pencil, paper, and I got to spend some time thinking on how can that never happen again. Now, what most people do, they didn't intend it to happen the first time, but they also didn't intend for it not to happen the first time. So then they don't intend for it to happen the second time, but it does happen because they're still the same. They ain't changed nothing. Then it happens the third time. Then it happens the fourth time. Then you get replaced. On your job, they'll replace you. Out in some other position, they put somebody else in place of it because people are interested in production. They're interested in results, not excuses. Excellent people are excellent and excel more because they make less mistakes. Because they take the time and the effort and the focus on what they're doing to be better at it than other people. And that makes them more valuable since there's so many sorry people out there that then they get lifted up and then they get promoted. Not only must you set those goals, you got to look at taking immediate action. Notice it says Caleb in 1330. 1330, when they're about to go into the promised land and they sent the 12 spies in and they came back and of the 12, 10 gave an evil report. The Bible called it evil. And all they did was say, hey, we can't take that land. There's giants in there. But God said, look, I promised it to you. I already told you it's your land. I've parted the Red Sea for you. I've defeated enemies. You've seen clouds lead you. You've seen five pillars of fire. You saw a whole army of Egypt drown. And you're talking about some people that you're grasshoppers in their eyes. Have you lost your mind? If you ain't gonna walk by faith, can you at least walk by sight? What did you just see me do? They wouldn't walk by faith or sight. That's why he said they were evil with evil report. And God, every adult died in the desert. Every adult except two, Joshua and Caleb, because the Bible says they had a more excellent spirit. Look at what Caleb said. And Caleb steeled the people. Hey, what y'all, we can't make it. No, what? Get those naysayers away from around you. Steal them. You better be quiet or get out of here. We of the camp that says we're well able to take the land. We're well able. Now you decide whether you're going to help or you're going to get on out of here. But we of the camp that are well able to take the land. If God said it, it's our land. And Caleb steeled the people before Moses and he said, let us go up. Well, let's think about this a little bit now. That's what the other ones were saying. Let's think about it. No, let's not go. That's what they said. Let's think about it. No, let's not go. Let's not rush anything. Let's not go at all. Caleb said, hey, no, don't go there. You're talking doubt and unbelief. You stop that. Joshua was with him. You're talking doubt and unbelief. No, don't say that. You're talking doubt and unbelief. Caleb steeled the people, and Caleb said, let us go up and let us go now before any more of y'all lose your faith. Let us go now.
Today's message has been titled, Five Keys to Unleashing Success in Your Life.
So go ahead and accelerate positive change in your life today. Visit us online at faithfoodshop.com to receive information about obtaining a copy of today's message. At faithfoodshop.com, you'll find hundreds of other messages by Robert D. Cook that will educate, encourage, and inspire you to continue making positive change in your life.
The Positive Change Broadcast is a listener-supported ministry. Take a moment and log on to www.joyoffaith.com. Click on the online giving tab and set up an automatic recurring monthly gift of $50 or $25 to support the Positive Change Broadcast. Your generous gift helps us to continue ministering the word to your family and many others each weekday morning. So consider this program's value to you and schedule your support today. Make a difference by giving generously. Joy Faith Christian Center is located at Military Trail, two blocks south of 45th Street in the Palm Beach Lakes High School Performing Arts Auditorium. Come this Sunday and be a part of our worship service at 11 a.m. You'll experience praise and worship, practical and useful teaching in a comfortable, casual setting, and a warm welcome from the Joy Faith family. Joy Faith is an awesome church for you to learn the Word of God, develop your spiritual gifts and talents with believers just like you. So meet me this Sunday at 3505 Shiloh Drive in West Palm Beach, Florida, 33407. I look forward to greeting you in person this Sunday at the Palm Beach Lakes High School Performing Arts Auditorium. I'm Robert Cook. Thank you for joining me today. I believe you've got something that you can use to make a positive change in your life.
There's more than one way to support the WCNO ministry, prayerfully and financially.